One of the questions I've been asked by from the fish house is to talk about the way that the form of the poem takes shape and whether one sits down with a particular form in mind or does the poem itself dictate that to you. And I think my answer to that question is that for me anyway, form is usually generative. There's a lot of attention paid to the final product, but I actually became interested in form largely because I find writing so difficult. And, you know, I suppose there are poets out there who find it a joy, but I find it very, very infrequently a joy and often very difficult. And form is one of the things that helps me with that. So some of the poems in my book and some of the poems I'm writing now have nonce forms. And, you know, that's where I'll take something that's working in a draft, like in the poem Nathaniel that I've read here from the Fish House. I found that the first three lines I really liked, so I decided to turn that into a tercet stanza and make everything that followed fit into that. An arbitrary decision, of course, but for me anyway, one of the things that helps incredibly about form is not about the final product, but about the process, that it lets me, when I feel like I can't possibly go on, say to myself, I only need one more line to make a tercet, you know, one more beat to make the rest of the line and one more syllable to arrive at that beat. So for me, you know, it's a way of cutting the problem down to size, and it's very much generative.